Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tifa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello and welcome to Tifa Snow's Dementia Care Partners podcast, brought to you by Positive Approach to Care. My name is Greg Phelps, and as usual, I'm joined by dementia care expert Tifa Snow. And Tifa, our topic today is dealing with family members that just don't get it. And I think it goes something like this. There's so, you know, we can create our own scenarios, but I talked to mom on the phone the other day, she seemed fine. Or I ran into dad and he seemed fine. Are they purposely doing this? How do they manage to pull it together? You know, there's a whole bunch of questions. So am I faking it? Is that what I'm doing? You know, I want some sympathy and
yeah. So this is that challenge that we face where we're in one relationship with a person. And classically, it can vary, but it could be the person who's there every day, who's managing things every day, who's noticing things every day, who's paying attention to the shifts and changes. And to be honest, we're seeing the shifts and changes as pretty high issues. We're seeing things like, oh, she's having a really hard time with this. Oh, this has changed a lot. But then there are people who I'm there every day and I don't notice. I mean, it's a gradual shift. Yeah. She's having a little more trouble, but I'm not picking up on a big deal. So it's not necessarily that I am the most involved person. It could be that I'm sort of blind to the changes because I'm gradually shifting along with my person and I don't notice how much I'm picking up and carrying and how much our dynamic has shifted. And it takes somebody from out of the cycle to sort of go, whoa, this is not what you used to do. But on the other hand, I could be the person there every day and I'm the one going, whoa, this is way different. So regardless of which of those it is, there's frequently a third party that comes in and it could be there every day or they could be the one that pops in episodically. And what happens is the person living with the brain change, well, look, it's a different person. And when it's a different person, then my brain goes, oh, well, all right, then, a different person. This is sort of interesting and exciting and sort of challenging and threatening all at the same time. So my brain goes, I've got some different chemistry. And then what we find out is any wiring that wasn't destroyed can get used. And I can show dramatic differences in ability for short windows of time. Doesn't mean I can keep it up. Doesn't mean I'm doing it on purpose. It just meant there were unused synapses. Isn't that interesting? And now that we've got a new stimulus, I'm using those synapses. On the other hand, what happens sometimes is the new person is so threatening to me that I don't want to be with them. I'm not comfortable around them. And so what happens is the person who's with me every day, who's seeing some changes, then when the other person comes in, I hide the changes because they threaten me even more. And the person who's there every day goes, she's not like this every day. I am telling you, she doesn't usually do this. And so who's in distress, do you think?
Well, probably the person living with dementia. And the care partner can be in more distress sometimes too, because you go in expecting one thing and you get another, or you go in expecting two things and you get four things.
If somebody comes in here and she's just totally different, it's like, what the heck? Why doesn't she do this for me? So that sort of that sense of somebody's cheating on us. And it's like, well, nobody's cheating, but what it tells me is what my brain might be able to do in best case scenario and what its more classic or typical pattern might be on a routine basis.
One of the classic examples that people may have observed is the social chit chat. Mm-hmm. And I had a family member who could do the social chit chat with the best of them. And then the question at the end always was, who the hell was that?
Yeah, exactly. And so I know the surface stuff. Hey there, sweetheart, how are you doing? How have you been? Well, what have you been up to? Oh, yeah, me too. I've been real busy, lots of stuff. Well, you know, this and that, you know, well, oh, and the kids, how the kids, oh, yeah, that's good to know. And then I finish off, and then if you were to call back 5 minutes later, guess what we do? Same thing. But the problem is you don't call back 5 minutes later because you did your due diligence. We had the conversation, and you call my other person and say, I don't know what you're worried about. I mean, she was great. I just talked to her. She asked about the kids, da, 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 da. And what I'm able to do is maintain that level, but I don't hold the depth. And so if you said, well, what did she say about the kids? Well, she said they were all doing fine. And which kid did she say that she had had lunch with yesterday? Oh, she didn't mention any of that. So one of the things to do as a care partner, as the one who's feeling like, I don't think they're getting this, is to just take those moments to be truly curious, not judgmental and not feeling, why don't you get this? But instead go, huh, so she sounded fine. So tell me a little bit more about what y'all talked about. So what did she share with you? Because, I mean, one of the things I've noticed is she doesn't use a lot of nouns or names or details. She's really good at, you know, at general comment, but it seems like it's a lot of repeats of things is what I'm noticing.
Is that one particular part of the brain? Like, how does that get compartmentalized and saved, yet so many other things get sort of thrown out, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, well, it turns out that the left temporal lobe, where I would store the specifics of language and details, and my left hippocampal connection, which is how do I remember all the details of the words and how to use them and what happened and when it happened and who it happened with? How do I hold on to all that? Well, there's damage in those areas. What I keep is the rhythmic turn-taking and the desire to be connected and some chit-chatty phrases, because between the right temporal lobe and the right hippocampal area, and more importantly, my amygdala, my primitive brain that wants to keep things as they are and hold on to what I typically have, I don't want to let go of that. And I've got a cerebellum that has a nice ability to come up with phrasing that's pretty rhythmic. And when you ask a question, I hear a question and I give an answer. Well, isn't that something? That I keep in many dementias that I keep. Now, there are select dementias where I lose that, and boy, is that noticeable. But in general, I can keep that stuff. And so it tricks a lot of people into thinking, I don't see what you're talking about. And it's like, Greg, so when you went to the store, tell me the, like, were there, you got several things. What were about eight things that you had to get at the store for this week? What were things you purchased?
Well, I could probably bang off three just off the top of my head. I probably got milk, butter, and eggs.
Milk, right? Butter, and eggs. So sure. Those are the three right off the top.
Probably guaranteed I'm going to say that.
Yeah, what else did you get this week? Anything else? Because you went shopping, you said.
Yeah. Oh, well, all right. I had a list, so, you know.
It's, you had a list. I had a list. Anything in the canned vegetable aisle that you can remember?
Oh, I don't like peas.
Oh. So
canned peas.
So some, or you didn't get any?
Didn't get any, no.
Didn't get any. How about the fresh produce?
Yeah, tomatoes. I'll always get tomatoes.
You always got tomatoes. Yeah. So when I do this, this is a way to sort of ask questions to sort of figure it out. Now, what I would want to do is go to a third party, somebody who knows, and say, so Greg was saying that he got some eggs and milk and butter, and he bought tomatoes. And the other person goes, he didn't go to the store this week. What are you talking about?
He hasn't left the house.
Ah, I went to the store. Well, did you get those things? No, we already had them. Why would I get them? And so all of a sudden, now we're coming to, So it's a way to scope out, am I getting accurate data? If that's what I'm curious about, and then it's a way for me to share that out in a way that says something's going on here, I think. You know, and helping to build everybody's awareness, frankly.
If this sounds at all familiar to people, where you're not quite sure, things almost seem normal, but not quite normal, and you're sort of doubting yourself sometimes, is there somebody I can talk to about this? Because you're not going to fly across the country and talk to me about this.
Typically, unless you live near Hillsborough, North Carolina, you're sort of going to have to do something else. We actually have a full consultation group. Very skilled people who can do one-on-ones. They can do it by phone or on the internet. They can do chatting. They can do an email system. They could do a Zoom, which, you know, or we have other ways that we can connect so you can see each other and talk to each other. We have the Care Partner Support Series, which for many people is a great way to get to see other people who are also in potentially the same boat, but also to hear some things, learn some things, and try some things. In a
good way to stick your toe in the water and
stick your toe in the water. I mean, you don't have to be somebody who's actively involved in dementia care to come to the Care Partner Support Series, because it's like, if you're somebody and you care for other people, you don't have to have a specific one. You could come and be part of the Care Partner Support Series, and it's 5 in a row, and you know, it's over 5 weeks, and it total, I mean, we have scholarships, but it's also like $50 for all 5, so $10 a week, and you can have an hour and a half to sort of learn a little bit about this thing we call dementia.
Tipa, thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. For more information on this or any other dementia-related topics, go to tipasnow.com.